This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually today, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. He said considering agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agricultural productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है. 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था, वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है. इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है. ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points, along with Manipur's international border, should be completed at the earliest. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. The Maoists ambushed the security personnel in the forest and started indiscriminate firing. Security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, two Maoists were killed. Security forces recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. Search operation is still going on in the area. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Gana village of Chamoli district, while the search and rescue operation for the remaining five is underway. Meanwhile, the death of four injured workers has been confirmed. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected area to assess the situation and review the security operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister over phone to get an update on the situation and assured all possible assistance from the central government. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government today decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said, the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reached UK ahead of tomorrow's European Defence Summit. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold talks with Mr. Zelensky in London. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and other leaders will also hold talks with the Ukrainian President. Mr. Zelensky reached UK following a heated exchange with US President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance at the White House. In cricket, South Africa have secured their place in the Champions Trophy 2025 semi-finals with a dominant 7-wicket win against England in Karachi. Opting to bat first, England were bundled out for 179 runs in 38.2 overs. For South Africa, Marco Jansen and Mulder claimed 3 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.